page 766 in the church Bibles. Now, I've got a special job for the youngest members here. If you are aged 3 or 4 or maybe 5 or maybe 2, if there's anyone who's 2 here, I've got a special job for you as I teach the Bible, okay? When you hear, I want you to listen now for some words, okay? So when you hear me say the word eyes, I want you to put your hands around your eyes and make glasses like that, okay? Shall we practice that? Eyes. Little ones and some older ones, great. That's one word. Another word, hands, okay? When I say hands, I'd like you to wave your hands if you're little, like this, okay? Well done. Let's practice that again. Hands, okay. Now, one last one. When I say the word ears, I want you to waggle your ears quite gently. Don't pull too hard, okay? Ears. Let's practice that once more. Ears. So if you listen out carefully, you'll hear me saying those words, and then I want you to help me, okay? Well done. Now, it's an exciting day on lots of levels, isn't it? I was quite excited this morning when I woke up, came down to breakfast, and there waiting for me was an Easter egg. Anyone get an Easter egg this morning? Yeah. A few Easter eggs today, good. I love chocolate. I've got a very sweet tooth. I love Easter eggs. That's very exciting. And what's more exciting is I'm telling you today that I have got an Easter egg for each and every person here. There's quite a few people here today. Hopefully I've got enough. I've got an Easter egg, not quite as big as that, for every person here today. Now the question is, do you believe that? That's quite a big claim, isn't it? What have we got, 160, 170 people here today? And I'm saying I've got an Easter egg for each of you. And the question is, do you believe that? Well, we'll see. Some of you don't believe me. I can understand that. Some of you. My son doesn't believe me. Brilliant, brilliant. I'll give you a prize later. Some of you don't believe me. I need some volunteers to come and help demonstrate to us, prove to us that I've got Easter eggs for all of you here today. Now, I need lots of volunteers, so just come on up, okay? I need 10 of you. 10 volunteers, brilliant. Well done, well done, well done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 more, please. Don't be shy. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Brilliant, brilliant, well done. Tabitha, can you come up later, please? I need you later. You come up now as well, that's okay. Come up now. I need someone later, okay, but that's okay. We'll have 11. It was meant to be 10, but that's okay, we'll have 11. All right, now, I want you all to be very self-restrained, okay? I want you to have a look in my basket here. I'll bring it along. Or you come to me one by one, I'll tell you. And don't take anything out, okay? Just have a look and answer my question, okay? So, first one. Henry, are there Easter eggs in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done. You can go and sit down. Good boy. Well done. Faith, are there Easter eggs in there? Yes, brilliant. Sit down. Well done. Robert, are there Easter eggs in there?
Yes.
Yes, brilliant. Well done. Go and sit down, please. Harry, are there Easter eggs in there?
Yes.
Brilliant. Sit down. Joanne, are there Easter eggs in there?
Yes.
Well done.
Brad.
Luke, are there Easter eggs in there?
Yes.
Yes, well done. Sit down. Sophie, are there Easter eggs in there?
Yes.
There are. Brilliant. Sit down. Well done. Tabitha, are there Easter eggs in there? Are there? No. You can have one later, but just tell me, are there Easter eggs in there? Okay. All right. Well done. There are on there. There are. Well done. Well done. I don't know your name. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie. Hello. Are there Easter eggs in there?
Yes.
Thank you. Sit down. Tom, are there Easter eggs in there?
Yes.
There are. Joel, are there Easter eggs in there?
Yes.
Brilliant. You're all very helpful and well-behaved children. Thank you. Now, some of you, I hope you all believe that I have got Easter eggs to give to all of you later on. Some of you might not. We'll come to that. But that's quite exciting, isn't it? But actually, that's pretty rubbish. That's pretty pathetic. A little Easter egg, it'll be gone in a moment, won't it? But what we read in the Bible today is much, much more brilliant. This is astounding, amazing stuff in the Bible here, which changes our lives forever. Okay, this is brilliant. So please have your Bibles open today. Make sure you can see one. John's Gospel, chapter 20. And we're going to find something even better, much better than chocolate, okay? Here we go. Let's read again John chapter 20 from verse 24. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail mark in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it," said Thomas. Now Thomas was one of Jesus' friends, one of Jesus' disciples. And Thomas loved Jesus. Thomas has been following Jesus around for 3 years, following him around. He loved Jesus so much, learning from him. And Thomas must have been so sad, so upset on Good Friday when Jesus died on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, Thomas must have been gutted. And we don't know why. But for some reason, Thomas wasn't there a couple of days later. Maybe he was so sad he just ran off and needed to be on his own. Well, a couple of days later, on the Sunday, the call came in. The tomb is empty. Jesus' tomb is empty. Peter was there. Peter, the fisherman, remember? Jesus' friend. And he ran off. He ran to the tomb to find out what was going on. And John, another fisherman as well, he ran off as well. Another one of Jesus' friends. Now, John, he was faster than Peter. He overtook Peter. He got to the tomb first. And he looked in. And John saw the tomb was empty. The tomb was empty. Now, Peter got to the tomb. And Peter was a bit braver than John. Peter went right into the tomb, ran into the tomb. There he was in the tomb, Peter. And his eyes began to get used to the darkness. Looked around. What's in here? What's in the tomb? Nothing. Nothing. Except for two white cloths. The cloths they used to wrap Jesus' body, but they're not in a mess. They're just folded up carefully, side by side. Jesus was gone. Now, Peter and John, we don't know quite what they made of it at that point, but Peter and John, they went back home. But somebody stayed at the tomb. Mary. Mary stayed at the tomb. And Mary was crying. She was so sad. Because not only had Jesus died, but now his body had been taken away. And there wasn't even anywhere where she could go and mourn. Mary was so sad. And as she was crying and looking into the tomb, suddenly she saw angels. There were angels in the tomb. And that's extraordinary. And Mary started talking with the angels. And then as she was talking with the angels, there's somebody there. And Mary's still crying heavily. Couldn't see it to start with who it was. She thought it was a gardener. But then the man said her name, Mary. And Mary looked up and she realized it was Jesus. And Jesus was alive. And she was so happy. Mary, Jesus was alive. And she went back to the other disciples. And she was so happy because Jesus, he wasn't dead anymore. He'd risen. He was alive. And later that day, it was a Sunday. Later that day, there they were in the room together, Jesus' friends, the disciples. A bit smaller than this room, I expect. A table, perhaps, chairs. And the door was locked. The door was locked. They were afraid. After all, Jesus had been killed a couple of days ago. They're afraid perhaps the same thing might happen to them. Door was locked. All of a sudden, there was Jesus in the room with them. And we don't know how Jesus entered the room. Perhaps he broke the lock and came in. Perhaps Jesus was just too solid for the walls. We don't know how he came in. But there was Jesus in the room with them. And they looked at him and they saw Jesus with their eyes. They saw Jesus with their eyes. Little ones, their eyes. Well done. Well done. They saw Jesus, the 10 disciples, with their eyes. 10 of them. Like we just had 10 or so young people. They were delighted, obviously. so happy that Jesus was alive, that he was risen. But Thomas wasn't there. Thomas was not there. And so for a week or so, it was like, have you ever been at a party and everyone else at the party is happy and having a good time, but you're sad? You ever had that? Must have been like that for Thomas. All the other disciples so happy because they knew Jesus was alive. Thomas sad because he did not believe it. Perhaps Thomas didn't want to be disappointed again. Perhaps he didn't. He would not believe it. Now, let's come back to these Easter eggs. We'll come back to the Bible in a second. Perhaps one or two here still don't believe that I've got Easter eggs for all of you. That's a lot of people. I'm slightly concerned. I wasn't expecting quite so many people today. Perhaps you don't quite believe I've got Easter eggs for all of you here today. I need a volunteer. One more person. Joanne's already been up. Is there anyone who's not been up who would come and help me, please? Anyone who's going to come up and just help me? Tell you what, Tabitha, you were quite keen to get your hands in here, weren't you? Tabitha, do you want to come and have a little look in here and take one out for me? No? That's all right. Don't worry. You can have one later. So I need someone to come and put their hand in here. Yeah, you've been up, I think, haven't you already, Harry? We might have to. We're going to have to recycle somebody. Go on, John. You put your hand up first. Come on up. Come on. I could have asked one of the Toms, couldn't I? It was a coincidence that we had two Toms doing Bible readings today. But that's all right. Now, Joanne, would you now? Don't show anybody, okay? Just put your hand in and feel one. Can you feel one? Now, if you look away from everybody, you could even put one in your mouth, okay? But wait, face me, okay? Face me so they mustn't see it, you doing it. So, could you want to put one in your mouth? Okay, well done. Now you can go and sit down. No, wait a minute, Joanne, just a minute. Have you tasted and felt that there are Easter eggs there? Yes, you have. Well done. Go and sit down. Well done. Okay. Guys, Joanne has seen with her eyes, that there are Easter eggs. Joanne has felt with her hands, that there are Easter eggs. And the question is, do we believe it? We've got to believe it, that there are Easter eggs, dozens of them, for all of you. Well, much more important, let's get back to the Bible. Okay, and now let's have a look in it. Let's have a look at verse 26. Come with me to verse 26, would you? A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." So Thomas has said, unless I see Jesus with my eyes, unless I feel Jesus with my hands, I will not believe that he's alive. But the next Sunday came. There they were in the room again, the same room, a bit smaller than this, I guess, table, perhaps chairs, door locked again. And Thomas was there this time. Thomas sad. All the other disciples happy. Thomas sad. And suddenly, Jesus was in the room again. He appeared again. They'd only just fixed the lock and then he came barging through again. Or did he come through the walls? We don't know how he got there. Anyway, the risen Jesus was in the room again. And Jesus came over to Thomas. And he showed Thomas his hands. He said, "Thomas, put your finger in the holes where the nails went. Put your hand, Thomas, in the side where the spear went on the cross. Stop doubting and believe." Jesus said to Thomas. And what did Thomas do? Did you see it? What did Thomas do in verse 28? He said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." My Lord and my God. Thomas believed because Thomas saw with his eyes. He felt with his hands, that Jesus was alive. And Thomas believed that Jesus had risen from the dead, that he was alive. And more than that, Thomas believed that Jesus is God, that he's God. After all, perhaps he remembered back in chapter 14, just 10 days or so before, Jesus had said, "You've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've seen me, you've seen God." Jesus had claimed to be God, and then Jesus proved it by rising from the dead. And Thomas believed Jesus is alive, Jesus is God. Now, we here today, we have not seen with our eyes or felt with our hands that Jesus is alive. No, we haven't. But we have heard with our ears. Little ones, ears. We have heard with our ears that Jesus is alive. We've listened to the 10 disciples and Thomas and Mary and dozens of others. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if we were to turn there, we'd find the 500 people all at the same time saw the risen Jesus. And the author said they were still alive at the time. You could check out what they were saying. It was a very early record, that one. No one's ever come up with a good explanation why the tomb would be empty otherwise. Why the disciples would be transformed from wimps who ran away to guys who believed in the risen Jesus so much they were willing to die for him, as many of them did. And we've got to believe it. And Jesus said that if we believe it, we will be truly happy. Have a look at verse 29 with me, would you? Then Jesus told Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So do you want to be happy? These Easter eggs will make us happy for a little while. Even this Easter egg, I'll probably eat it in about 5 minutes. And then the happiness will be gone, replaced by stomachache. This kind of happiness, it doesn't last, does it? It doesn't last. But the kind of happiness Jesus was talking about will last forever, because it is true happiness. Because it is to be blessed. And that is to be friends with God. When Jesus came into the room, he said to the disciples, "Peace be with you," verse 19. And again, verse 21, "Peace be with you." And again, verse 26, "Peace be with you." Jesus died on the cross to make peace with us. Jesus had taught how we are dirty on the inside. And because we're dirty on the inside, we come out with all kinds of rubbish in what we say. And what we do and what we think. We say and do things which are opposed to God, which are not what he would have us say and do and think, because we are dirty inside. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus said, the most loving man on earth, he said that we deserve God to punish us for that. And that's why Jesus died on the cross, to take our punishment for us, because God loves us so much. To give us peace with God. To make us friends with God. And that is why Jesus could say, verse 29, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed," or happy because they're God friends. "Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed." And the question is, do we believe? Will we accept God's present this morning? Not a little Easter egg, which will be gone in seconds. But the promise of forgiveness and friendship with God forever.